An estimated 2.8 million people in Zimbabwe are currently considered food insecure, according to the World Food Program. Rogerio Bonifacio, a climate analyst for WFP, explained how extreme weather has led to what he called poor or failed crop yields.
Well, as a result of the current El Nino, Zimbabwe suffered one of the driest seasons in the past 35 years. Probably as bad as the 1991-92 season, the last season with a very significant drought. And we expect very significant impacts on crop production and water availability and pasture resources.
WFP is using technology to try and change that. They've partnered up with the European Space Agency and are using satellites to study the effects of climate change.
Sentinel-2 is a brand new satellite that provides very high resolution data with a very high frequency of observation. And what this does is to allow us to better estimate the impacts of El Nino on crop production, planted area, and the likely agricultural outcomes for the whole country. In particular, where WFP has a project named Food Secure with interventions at farm level, it will allow us to evaluate better what the result of that intervention will be.
Zimbabwe and other southern African nations affected by drought are also getting help from the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. They've launched a weather-based funding mechanism called Food Secure Climate Resilience, or Food Secure. The program provides smallholder farmers with drought-tolerant seeds and training in agricultural practices that take into account climate change and efficient use of natural resources. FAO reports that initial evidence shows positive yields. Janie Cangelosi, United Nations.